Everyone good? All right. Let's begin pranayama, deep breathing. Stand up nice and tall, body weight to the heels. Stomach in, look straight ahead. Now please interlace the fingers, touch your knuckles right underneath the chin. Make sure throughout the breathing exercise, chin and knuckles have a little pressure between them and they definitely stay together like glue. Concentrate one point in front of you. Begin please, inhale breathing. Keeping your body weight to the heels, breathe in slowly and as much as you can, elbows all the way up. Now exhale, breathing head up, open your mouth. Push the chin back slowly with the knuckles. Bring your hands, palms together, thumbs cross, and elbows together. Inhale, breathing. Hello, Joe. Elbows separate and lift. Bring the chin down slowly. Try to expand the rib cage to the sides right from the beginning. Exhale, breathing. Open your mouth. Push the chin back with the knuckles. Now the chin resists the knuckles, so the head goes slowly, only back bending the neck. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, keep breathing in more and more, six. Exhale, breathing, one, stand tall, two, three, look way back, four. Now suck in your stomach a little bit more, elbows come together. Start again, inhale. Synchronize the movement of your arms, the head, and the inhale, everything moving together and everything stopping together. Exhale, breathing, push the head back. So the arms come forward, head goes back all together as you exhale, and then everything stops at the same time. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, keep going, breathe in more, six. Exhale, breathing, one, chest up, two, three, look way back, four. Now a little more stomach in, tightening up, hold it in. Inhale again, mouth closed. You can flare the nostrils though. I want the throat to control the air. Exhale, breathing head up. Good rib cage, Ramit. Good expansion. Now keep the breastbone lifted. Hips a little bit forward, hips contracted, elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five. Chin stops coming down on six. Exhale, breathing one, look back, two, three. Try to see the wall behind you. Five, get a nice tight grip, six, elbows together, nice Todd. Inhale, separate and lift the elbows. Try to take in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale. Good arms, Ina. Exhale, breathing. Try to remove the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale. So it's very steady, very controlled. Inhale, head down. Try to bring the head down the same amount on each of the six counts. Breathe in more, suck in your stomach, hold it in. Exhale, breathing, push the head back. So try to move the head back the same amount per count on each of the six. Elbows come together. Very nice. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five. Pull abdomen in, six. Exhale, breathing, one, stand tall, two, three. Look way back, four, five. Push out a little more air, six, elbows together. Again, please, inhale, breathing. Now make sure the body weight stays on the heels, especially at the end of the inhale. Chest up, stomach in, good. Now exhale, breathing, push the head back. And make sure at the end of the exhale, body weight is still on the heels. Exhale more and more. Two more, please. Inhale, breathing. Controlling the flow of air by the throat. Very steady, all the way up. Exhale, breathing, head up. Steady flow of air by the throat, please. You can relax the shoulders, but keep the elbows as high as you can. Cassandra, very good arms, elbows together. Last one, inhale, breathing. Now, the more you suck in the stomach and the more air you try to get in, the more the rib cage will expand. Exhale, breathing, head up. And then over time, just in general, you will be using more of your lungs. You have more movement available there, more lung tissue available to use. Good. Change, arms down to the side. Not that you get more lung tissue, it's just that there's room for it to move, so it can be used. Amazing. Let's do the second set. Interlace the fingers, touch your knuckles underneath the chin. I watched a video last night that's on the author of the book's website. He's talking about nose breathing. It's just so cool. I'll share it with you guys in an email. So keep knuckles underneath the chin. Hips and thighs contracted, stomach in. Let's begin. Inhale, one, two, three is halfway, four, five. Elbow points all the way up to the ceiling, six. Exhale, breathing, one. Good, elbows up, two. Very good, Ina, three. Keep them nice and high, four. Away from the chest, five, six. Inhale, go up with the elbows. Try not to let them drop at any moment. So elbows go to their maximum height here. Now exhale, keep them as high as you can as you bring them forward. The shoulder blades are going to drop and slide around. That's a wonderful gliding joint. Elbows stay high and they come together. Now from here, elbows go up. Inhale. You just learn how to move the shoulders differently. Second, your stomach tightening up, rib cage visible in the mirror. Exhale, breathing. You can open your mouth pretty wide. So try to keep in your mind, elbows are higher than the shoulders. Even on the exhale, elbows come together. Inhale, then the elbows go up from there. Try not to let them drop. It's very good for moving neck and shoulders in this way. Exhale, breathing. One, look back. Two, good shoulders, Cheryl. Three, suck in your stomach, everybody. Five, a little more weight to the heels, Jess. Six, elbows together. Inhale, head down. I want you to sometimes feel like you're almost going to fall down backwards. You have so much body weight on the heels. Exhale, breathing, head up. This will force you in the most wonderful way to keep hips and thighs contracted and stomach in. Hips forward, elbows together. Inhale, one, elbows up, two, three. Head comes down slowly, five. Elbow points all the way up, six. Exhale, breathing, one, stand tall, two, three. You can open your mouth a little wider, five. Hands come together, six, elbows touch. Inhale, one, two, head slowly moves, three, four. Keep breathing in, five, six. Exhale, one, good, Rachel, two, three. Good, Cheryl, four, nice pace, five, six. Hold it. Now inhale, slow motion. It's definitely slower than is easy. It's a little bit harder than that. Elbows all the way up. Very good. Exhale, breathing. Open your mouth nice and wide so the chin presses back against the fingers, even though the fingers are winning this kind of tug of war. It's a push. Inhale, one, head down, two, three. Suck in your stomach, four, five. Little more rib cage expanding, six. Hold it. Exhale, one. Center of the chest, two. Stays lifted, three, four. Now squeeze out more and more air, five. Super stomach in. Six, elbows together. A few more, please. Inhale, breathing. It's all right to struggle a little bit at the end of each part. Try just to get a little more air into the body. Now exhale, breathing, head up. Push the head back. And at the end of the exhale, too, it's all right to struggle a little bit. Exhale more and more and more. Last two, please. Inhale, breathing, head down. All right, press middle inner thighs together. Weight to the heels. Keep going. Full lungs. Exhale, breathing. One, look up. Two, make sure no back bending. Three, four, keep the chest up. Five, push the chin. Six, last one, please. Inhale, breathing. The more you suck in the stomach, the more you breathe in, more rib cage expansion. When you're done, exhale, breathing. Steady flow of air by the throat and your extra strength, your extra power at the end to exhale, maximum. All right, when you're done, you can change arms down to the sides. Very good, you guys. Rib cage drama is really continuing to improve. That's great to see that. All right, half moon pose. You guys are all on the fast track, by the way. It took me 4 years to suck in my stomach for the first time. They're so good. You guys are so good. Let's do half moon pose, breathing by the nose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Go ahead with your warm-up, right and left a few times. But the main purpose of the side bending and the warm-up is to go up. You'll get the side bend when you go to the side. Right now you're trying to touch the ceiling, climbing up, climbing up, climbing up, until you cannot get any taller. Oh my gosh, Cassandra, your shoulders are just perfect. Chin up. I don't really like that word, but they just are. Neck visible, push your hips a little forward, weight to the heels. Now, as you're inhaling, suck in your stomach, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Right side bending, go ahead, bend your upper body to the right. That looks good, Cheryl. At the same exact time, push your hips to the left. Your arms, neck and shoulders, Cheryl, have gotten so much better too. Keep the chin lifted so your whole neck is visible from the front. And if you can't get it that high, pick it up some amount that challenges you a little bit. All right, everyone's going to be a little different. Now keep the maximum body weight on the heels. Push your hips and upper thighs to the left side of the room so you see them move, you feel them move. It throws you slightly off balance It's not a bad thing. Now squeeze hands and reach out to the right. So if you start to get too much power or energy going to the left, that's not a bad thing, because then you match it by squeezing hands and reaching, pushing your hands to the right side of the room. Keep the hips in one line and bring the right shoulder, right armpit forward. There you go, Verna. Now stay here, Verna. Keep a little more weight to the heels. Lean back a little. Okay. Now from here, stomach in, chin up. I want to see more of the neck in the mirror. Excellent. Come down, suck in your stomach, push and push, and one more push. Inhale, breathing, come up. With your maximum body weight to the heels, hips and thighs contracted. Inhale, stomach in, go all the way up again. Try to touch the ceiling. Left side bending, begin. Push your hips to the right. Yep, I see it, Cassandra. You move everything. The hips, pelvis, upper thighs, lower abdomen to the right side of the room. And it's fine, again, if you feel a little bit off balance or like too much is going to the right, that's okay, because then you can counter it with your strength. Not just your flexibility, not just stretching, but your strength of the upper body pressing to the left side of the room. When you inhale, suck in your stomach, chin up. Try to squeeze out any gap between arms and ears. That's better with left elbow. Ramit, keep trying to straighten the bottom arm, everybody. Now suck in your stomach, come down a little more, keeping the right hip forward so both hips are in one line, parallel to the mirror. Then bring the left shoulder forward. That's enough with the shoulders. Todd is very good, but no more left shoulder forward, please. Just inhale, stomach and chin up. Exhale, come down, push. Everybody push, a little bit more, push. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Next is backward bending. Take a nice deep breath. Eyes definitely stay open. Drop your head all the way back. And now make sure your breathing is smooth. Immediately bring your arms back towards your ears. So look at something behind you, pay attention to your breathing pattern, and now bend your entire spine, coccyx to the neck, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. You can push the chin back, look for more of the wall behind you. Now push the hands further past the face so the elbows straighten and you feel the shoulders. Now take a deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward, push thighs forward. Arms are getting better, just keep trying to straighten elbows, reach back, go back, more back. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Now come forward, you can bend your knees if you need to. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. Make sure you suck in your stomach on the way down, please. Once you're touching the floor, move your hips back and forth, right and left a few times. Bend the right knee, then the left, right, left. Right, left, just let the upper body relax there, stomach in. All right, now as you're exhaling, sweep your hands all the way around behind your feet in a big circle. Grab the heels from behind, pinky fingers side by side, all 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. If you can't grab the heels from behind, you can slide the fingertips underneath outsides of the feet or underneath the toes. Or hands on the floor in front of you, or hands on the thighs is on the way to hands on the floor. So it is all the posture. Now you want to lengthen the spine down, so suck in your stomach. If you've got the heels, pull on your heels to stretch the upper body down. If you have your hands anywhere else on the floor, push the knuckles and the base of the toes into the ground to help your own self stretch the body down, coccyx to the forehead. Roll forward, touch your face on the legs, pull on the heels. Exhale, suck in your stomach, push the knees back, lock your knees. Now bring your hands back around in front of you, still touching the floor when you interlace the fingers. Stomach in. Yeah, that's it. Now inhale, lift your arms, head, neck, and spine all together up. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, and arms down to the side, shoulders completely relaxed. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Go ahead, get your grip, interlace the fingers, point your fingers up. Now squeeze the legs in towards each other. Bring all the body weight back to the heels that you possibly can. Now chin up, stomach in, take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling, begin right side bending. At the same time, I want you to push and stretch your upper body to the right and push your hips to the left. I want you to reach. Use your grip, first of all, to keep the palms together and help you straighten the elbows. But it's not just squeezing together. I want you to take your grip and push it out, away from the top of the head, to the right side of your room. When you inhale next, pick the chin up a little bit more. You can bring upper body Ramit a little bit forward. And then when you inhale, breastbone slides, yeah, like that, straight up towards the ceiling. That's better. Now I know it'll be a little harder to hold, and you may not go exactly as far, but it's helping to stack the spine a little bit better. Now suck in your stomach, come down. Bring the whole upper body forward, Todd, a little bit. Whole upper body forward, stomach in. Okay. Now take the bottom armpit, everybody. Try to stretch it out. For five, come down and push. Four, that's it, Rachel. Three, come down, push your hips to the left. Two, come down. One, inhale, breathing, come up. Bring all of the body weight to the heels, hips forward, arms back. Inhale, the hands press up towards the ceiling and then go ahead to the left. At the same exact time, push your hips to the right. Now, as you get a little further in the posture, you almost have to redo in your mind all of the setup. Check that the maximum body weight's on the heels. Check that you're not leaning back at all. Sometimes the upper body sinks back. I want you to inhale. Lift up the breastbone. Bring it a little bit forward to make sure you're not dropping back. Right hip a little bit forward to keep both hips in one line, please. Bottom shoulder forward just enough so that two shoulders are in one line. So a little bit less head with the shoulders, but I want the whole upper body forward, stomach in. The whole thing. Lift it up, stomach in. Okay, right there. Now come down for five. Everybody squeeze hands. Four. Three, push your hands further past the head, two, and hips in the opposite direction, one. Inhale, breathing, come up. Excellent, everyone. All right, breathing normally, just as important as keeping the eyes open here. Go ahead, start your back bend. Take a deep breath. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Now try to start from your upper spine. So first the chin is back, neck is backward bending. Try to bend your spine right below the neck by pushing the chin back and pushing the hands past the face. And when you cannot bend any more up there, on an exhale, push your hips forward. So you bend a little bit lower in the spine. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward for five. Weight on the heels. Four, keep pressing hands back. Three, push the chin and face back. Two, go and touch what you're looking at. One, inhale, breathing, come up. Arms and shoulders are changing, Resham. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead. Hands on the floor in front of you. Bend the knees. Try to keep your chin up and arms with your ears until you touch the floor. I realize that the upper back is not used to that. So just try a little bit of it. You can grab the heels as soon as you're ready on the second set, scooping them up from behind, pinky fingers side by side. Elbows behind the legs and pull on the heels, stretching your upper body down towards the floor. No gap anywhere between your upper body and the legs. So try to get the face to the shins, but first of all, abdomen touching the thighs, lengthening down the thighs, chest touching the knees, pressing the knees back, and sliding down the legs. So as you get improvement here, not only the knees get straighter, but you increase the pressure between upper body and the legs, and the upper body slides down, top of the head closer to the feet. Hold here in stillness. Three, eyes are open. Two, exhale, push knuckles and toes down. One. Try to keep your face on the legs. Release your heels. Bring them all the way back in front of you. Touching the floor, then interlace the fingers. Lift your arms up, head up. Everything is one very strong spine. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling and arms down to the sides. Excellent. Awkward poses next. Right foot. Please step out to the right 6 inches. Throughout the posture, keep your feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing. Bring your arms up parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contracted. All five fingers together on each hand. Now take a nice deep breath in. Exhale, suck in your stomach. Go ahead, please. Sit down, feet flat position. Maximum body weight on the heels. So you can watch your feet in the mirror. Make sure the feet are pointing straight ahead. 6 inches between the heels, between your big toes, and between your knees. So open the knees a little if needed. Now, suck in your stomach, tightening up. Lift your chest up. Bring your whole upper body back. Try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very steady, you guys. Stand up on the tiptoes. As high as you possibly can. Suck in your stomach. Stretch your entire spine, center of the chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Imagine I'm picking you up. All right, there you go, Amy. Hips right underneath the rib cage. Sit down on the tops of the toes. Immediately, thighs parallel to the floor. Push your big toes down, heels up. Push the big toes down, knees up. Hold the stomach in so the abdominal muscles are locked in position. Spine doesn't waver. Just come up a little bit higher on the tiptoes, pressing ankles forward. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay there. Heels flat. For the third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Squeeze the knees together. Inhale, stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling. Sit down very slowly, taking a minimum of 10 counts to sit all the way down. And as you're sitting down, pull the abdomen in. Take some nice deep breaths. Looks good, Jess. Keep the shoulders down like that. So once you get all the way down there, arms are parallel to the thighs. Thighs parallel to the floor, spine going straight up and down in the middle. vertical position. Now, inhale. Squeeze the knees together. Come up, sucking the stomach. That's such good work with the arms, Cheryl. Especially, you're tolerating it with the hand shaking. Right foot back to the left. Arms down. It's weird a little bit, isn't it? But it's good to move that stuff. All right. Second set, awkward pose. Right foot step out to the right. Inhale, breathing. Arms up parallel to the floor. And go ahead, sit down. Exhale. Get your hips back and down. So stick your butt out, basically. Sitting down on the edge, even of a couch. All right. But this is so much better for your spine than a couch. I mean, couches are a great invention, but I don't find actually it feels that good to sit on one for very long. Suck in your stomach. Lift your chest up. Lean your upper body back. Try to fall down backwards. Good, Rama. Now at the same time, drop the hips. Sit down in the chair. Good, Amy. Inhale, come up. Now all the way up on the tiptoes. Keep the upper body a little bit forward, Lindsay. Up and forward with the breastbone. Just, okay, right there. Right where it takes a little extra work to hold it. Now sit right down on the tops of the toes. 10 counts, heels up. 9, you can do it. 8, that's good sitting down ratio. Lean back. 6, without sitting any lower. 5, upper body back. 4, hips underneath rib cage. 3, little bit more hips forward, upper body back. 2, you can do it. Heels up. 1, nice work. Come up, please. Feet flat. Come up a tiny bit on your toes. Squeeze the knees together. Inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Now take 10 counts to sit down. 9, 8, nice and slow, Jess. 7, especially right here. 6, super slow. 5 is halfway. 4, you can do it. 3, 2, and you probably will have a little bit more way to go after 1, and that is good news. Keep the knees together. Push them down. Drop the shoulders. Lift up the center of the chest here. Now inhale for 10 counts. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right foot to the left, arms down to the side. I'm smiling underneath this. Can't you tell? All right. Eagle posture. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. I wouldn't mind like a mask with my smile printed on it, and I just look like I'm grinning the whole time at people. Swing your right arm. I bet they make those. Right arm underneath the left arm. Someone's probably done that, right? No, my actual smile. Yeah. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down in the chair, body weight to the heels. All the way down. Upper body back a couple of inches. Now lift your right leg over the left. I mean, they can print your school pictures on a mug. They could print my mouth on a mask, but I have not pursued that yet. Cross your legs each other. Twist like ropes. Right foot behind the left calf muscle. All 5 toes visible from the front. Now sit down a little more, keeping the weight to the heel. Pull your elbows down towards your belly button so the arms press down into the chest, then lift your chest up and lean back. Change. Come up, feet together. Inhale, nice one, Kevin. Arms over the head. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again, grab your hands. Thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows straight down towards your abdomen. Sit down in the chair, please weight on the heels. So get as low as you can. Upper body back a couple of inches. Now left leg, lift as high as you can over the right. Try to create pressure between the thighs, left foot behind the right calf muscle. All 5 toes visible from the front. And then sit down a little more to eliminate any gap between your ankle and the calf muscle. Pull the elbows straight down so the fingertips go right below the nose. Hands just a little bit away from the mouth, just an inch or two. Sit down a little more, keeping the body weight to the heel, and upper body back, please, at the end. Come up, second set, feet together, inhale, arms over the head. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Looks great, you guys. Grab your hands the best you can. Now, once you have your best grip, try to straighten out the right wrist a little bit more. Pull your elbows down, sit down in the chair. But first, you get the grip. Wrist straight is secondary. All right, upper body back, lift your right leg over the left. First, you want to get a grip with your hands that you can then do something with. If you let the grip slide and slip, it removes most of the beneficial pressure at the lower arms. So get your best grip, pull the elbows down, stomach, and bring your knees to the center line of the body. Can you get your hands, Veronica, closer to the face? Right there, pull the elbows straight down. So you get hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line right below the nose. Very nice. Come up, last one. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again, grab your hands. So get your deepest grip that you can. Without letting that slip, try to straighten the left wrist. Now pull the elbows down, sit down in the chair. Good, Amy. Keep pulling elbows down so the right shoulder comes down a little more. Just have it in your mind. Okay, right there. That looks good. Now left leg lift up over the right. Very nice, Kevin. Just go to a place where you can hold still. You feel some pressure in the legs. You feel pressure at the chest and arms. But then you can hold it. Breathe smoothly. Blood is moving throughout the body while you are holding still. This is key to getting the benefit. So you can bring the knees to the left a little bit. Hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line right below the nose. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. And arms down to the side. All right, tiny break if you need a moment. The line that is echoing in my mind from reading the other day was, I think at a normal, like our normal breathing pace, you only absorb a quarter of the oxygen that you've inhaled. The rest you just exhale back out. So the point is, if you breathe slower, you absorb more of the oxygen that you take in. When we think, oh, I need more air, we start to breathe faster. It's the opposite of what we need to be doing. How weird is that? It's almost doesn't make sense. But if you slow the exhale a little bit, that air is in there longer and you can absorb more of the oxygen. So I've been playing with it in class personally. I just think that's cool and kind of crazy and interesting and weird. But it's real. So you can try that. All right. If you find yourself out of some kind of habit, oh, I need more air, let me breathe faster. You got to kind of retrain that thought and retrain that solution because it's not the solution that we think it is. Okay. So let's do standing head to knee pose. Feet together nicely. Bring your right leg up. Nice inhale. Exhale slowly round the spine forward. Pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. If you can't grab the foot yet, just stand on one leg, rounding the spine, reach for your foot. Concentrate deeply on your standing leg. You can look at the left knee, push it back until it's perfectly straight, distributing the weight equally the same all over the left foot from heel to the toes. Standing leg locked, solid, unbroken. Then inhale, breathing, slowly, gently, right leg lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. No higher and no lower. Standing leg remains locked, unbroken. Now take a nice inhale. Slow exhale. Kick the right heel forward, flexing the foot back from the ankle. All 5 toes turning in. Once you can get both legs locked and maintain your balance there, then only bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. Kick the heel forward, both legs locked. Absolutely freeze. Change, please. Undo the arms. Bend the knee. Feet together, arms down. Left leg lift up. Take a nice inhale. Slow exhale, round the spine forward. Pick up the left foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. And now we can also learn to tolerate a little more CO2 in the blood and in the air. This is a trainable process. So standing leg locked. At first, when you're breathing slower, you're not used to the feeling. Go ahead, left leg lift up. Or even if you're wearing a mask, you might not be used to it, but we can tolerate that and actually benefit from it. So go nice and slow. Take a deep breath. Kick the left heel forward. Push your right thigh, Veronica, forward so you get more weight to the toes. Standing leg there. Hold it there. Once both legs are locked, keep pushing it forward. Then you can bring elbows down slowly. Upper right thigh at the back of it, right where it meets the butt cheek. Everyone squeeze it, push it forward, and lift it up towards the ceiling. Okay, that's enough. You can come out. That's a challenging one. Feet together. So basically on your standing leg, here's my standing leg, right at the upper thigh at the back of it. That's where you kind of want to push it forward, squeeze it, and lift it when you're balancing on it, especially in this posture. Okay, let's try second set. Grab the right foot in front of you. It's basically the highest part of the back of your thigh. Go ahead, pick up the foot in front of you. And then figure out what's happening with my standing leg. Back of the thigh at the top of it, push forward. You can go ahead to all 4 parts of this posture, right leg lift up and stretch forward, but the very uppermost part of the back of your standing thigh, keep pressing it forward. Now, if you've got elbows below the calf muscle, a little extra upper thigh pressing forward. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing stomach in. Touch your forehead on your knee. Now very slowly, take your time to come out of it. Bring the head up, straighten the arms, bend the knee, and stand again. Beautiful. Last one, calming it down. Pick up the left foot. You can significantly calm yourself in these postures by how you breathe. Go ahead, grab the foot in front of you. Standing leg solid, concrete unbroken. Go ahead, left leg lift up. But make sure the standing leg, back of the leg at the upper thigh, is pressing forward, squeezing and lifting. All right, little bit of upper body up, Jess. There you go. Now turn all five toes back. You can there. Keep doing it. They went and then they undid. So just do it five times quick until it becomes solid. Last few counts. Make sure, again, standing leg at the upper thigh presses forward. Absolutely freeze. Take your time to get out of it. That's fine. Kevin, nice work on that one. Come back up. Jess, you just got to be stubborn with your toes. Insist. All right. One of the best ways, if it's hard to hold something, do it five times in 2 seconds. That will look like a hold, and it will function like one, too. Okay. All right. Standing bow pulling pose. Bring your right hand up in front of you, palm facing up. Turn it out. Grab your right ankle, holding from the inside. All five fingers together. Left arm, you can slide it straight up in front of you. Arm touching with the ear, now palm facing forward. Take a deep breath and full inhale. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. At the same time, kick the right leg straight back behind you, as hard as possible, until you can see your foot come up over the head, toes pointing straight up towards the ceiling. Charge forward and kick up equally the same, and keep your standing leg locked, please. Now, bring your upper body down from the left hip joint until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. I want you to come down till you can hold it, but just barely, because this will make you kick up a little more. It will make you charge forward. So come down a little bit more. That's good, Cheryl. Everybody chin up just a tiny bit. Now take a deep breath. Turn and twist your upper body to the right. That's good, Veronica. More body weight forward to the toes. Turn and twist. So right shoulder comes back, left shoulder forward. Body down and kick. Charge forward and kick. Everybody inhale, kick one more time. Change. Feet together, arms down to the sides. Left hand up in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Reach out to the left, grab your ankle. Holding from the inside, all five fingers together. Then right arm slides up in front of you. Arm touching with the ear, palm facing forward. That's it, Verna. Chin up. Try to bring your arm right next to your head. Inhale. Now go and touch the ceiling first. Then, yes, charge forward. Try to touch the mirror. Kick the left leg back behind you. I want your left knee to go back and then your left foot to go up towards the ceiling. Good kicking, Todd. Throughout the posture, keep your standing leg locked. Very nice, Ina. Charge your upper body forward. Try to touch the mirror or the wall about at the level of your eyes. So you reach. Good reaching ratio. Very nice. Now bring your upper body down, but twist again to your left. So left shoulder goes back. Right shoulder slides forward. Body down and kick. Charge forward, Keith, right arm. Push it all the way out to the fingertips. Go and touch the window, kick. Go and touch it, kick. Go and touch it, kick. One more time, you can do it. All right, that's it. Change again. Feet together, arms down to the sides. Second set, right hand up in front of you. Turn it out. Grab the right ankle, holding from the inside, all five fingers together. On this side, yeah, oh, good, Verna. Good, you can do that. I was going to say, first set, you can do something like this. But if you can grab from the outside and then work around, please go ahead, okay? But I want some back bending. I don't want forward bending. I want a back bend. Okay, go ahead, everybody, for 20 counts. 19, charge forward, 18. Yeah, that's it. 17, 16, that's going to help you. 15, grab your foot when it's ready. 14, okay? 13, like if you bend your right knee right now, 12, it will be close to your hand. 11, see, it's close. 10, so that's fine. 9, you can keep the leg down. 8, 7, charge forward and kick. 6, 5, 4, body down and kick. 3, go and touch the mirror. 2, now kick up to the ceiling. 1, change. But if you hold that first part with the foot on the ground, that's getting your spine and shoulders more prepared, okay? Left hand up in front of you, please turn it out. Grab the ankle, please. Right arm up in front of you, palm facing forward. Now inhale, breathing, stretch the whole right side of the body up. Go ahead for 20 counts. 19, kick back. 18, 17, good start, Amy. 16, 15, keep your chin up, 14, 13, now take a deep breath, 12, twist your upper body, 11, to your left, 10, 9, left shoulder back, 8, 7, keep kicking, 6, nice Cheryl, 5, bring the body down and kick, 4, charge forward, body down, 3, charge forward, body down, 2, kick up a little bit more, 1, very nice, everybody. There's a lot going on in this posture. You can step to the back of your mat if you need room in front of you. 4, balancing stick, Tuladandasana. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers. Release your pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Chin up, please. Arms with your ears, or they may end up behind the ears one day. Take a deep breath. Step onto your right foot. Lock both legs, suck in your stomach. Begin, please. Bring your upper body down, left leg up. Sole of your left foot facing exactly the ceiling. Keep your chin forward, arms up, Keith. Come down only at the right hip joint. I want you to suck in your stomach the whole time, please. Now stretch forward, reach forward. Go and touch the mirror. So a little more body weight to the toes, please. Stretch and stretch. Inhale, breathing. Come up, feet together, chin up. I want the neck to be visible, all right? Step onto the left foot. Lock both legs right now, chin up, arms back. Come down without bringing head and arms down. Keep the arms and head right where they are. Just bring the body down at the left hip joint. Suck in your stomach, very close to the left hip joint. Charge forward, Veronica, weight to the toes. Go forward, reach forward, go. And go, and stretch. There you go. Now take your hands and your back foot. Push them in opposite directions, 3 inches away from each other. Change again. Nice one, Verna. Take a deep breath. Arms down to the side, shoulders relaxed. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, interlace the fingers, point your fingers up. So you feel where your arms are with your ears, keep that. You feel that the chin is up, keep it. Step onto the right foot, lock both legs. Now, nothing moves other than your right hip joint. Come down for 10 counts, 9, look forward, 8, 7, keep the body weight, 6, towards the base of the toes, 5, that's good hips, Veronica, 4, keep the weight forward. 3, suck in your stomach, 2, stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch, 1, inhale, come up, reset it so the chin is all the way up, arms with your ears, just like you would, you're about to do half moon side bending, okay, step onto the left foot, lock both legs, stomach in, now come down, just like you're doing half moon side bending, you don't let the arms come forward, keep the arms up towards the ceiling, chin forward, look forward, at least 4 feet in front of you on the floor, now squeeze your hands and push the hands past the head, towards the wall in front of you. Come down, leg up, stomach in, stretch and stretch. Inhale, come up. Nice job. Feet together. Arms down to the sides. Standing separate leg stretching is next. Please step to the left side of your mat, or you can turn if you need to. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right. A nice big step. Arms down immediately. Parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Make sure the heels are in one line, slightly pigeon-toed the feet. Lock your legs. Inhale, stretch your spine up and then forward. Suck in your stomach. Look forward. Chin forward. Arms stretching out to the sides all the way down. When you cannot get any further towards the floor, only then put your hands down. Try to keep reaching out to the sides while you're bringing the body down. Nice, Cheryl. Very good. And then hands down either to the floor in front of your feet, or you grab somewhere underneath the feet. So either underneath the toes, underneath outsides of the feet, eventually grab outsides of the heels and pull on your heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor, keeping your legs locked. Kneecaps lifted by the contraction of the thigh muscles. Roll forward, look forward, pull on the heels, stretching the body down. Try to touch your forehead to the floor, right between your feet. Bring your arms out sideways and head up and slowly stand up. That's it, Rachel. Good with head and arms. Once you're up again, right foot back to the left, arms over the head, and arms down to the sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot, step out to the right, a big step. And you can take a wider step if you did not touch the head to the floor. Arms parallel to the floor. Now inhale, stretch your spine up, stretch your arms out, and then go forward. Look forward, chin forward. Nice, Yatidi. Keep reaching out with the fingertips. Grab the heels once you're all the way down. Now, make sure the legs are locked if you're grabbing the heels. Then you can pull. If you're trying to get the knees straight, just work on that. But once the legs are locked, keep them locked. Pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor and then freeze. Take a few breaths without fixing anything. Concentrate on your breathing. And when you exhale, push the knuckles, the base of the toes, those parts down into the floor, stretching the body down. Nice, Michelle, hold it. Very nice, hold it. Breathing normally, hold it. Arms can come out, head up. Take your time to stand, please. When you're up again, right foot to the left, arms over the head, and arms down to the sides. Triangle posture is next. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, giant step, arms parallel to the floor. Bigger so far than previous postures. Take a deep breath, push both hips forward as much as they will go. Bring the arms back behind the upper body. Inhale, lift up the center of the chest, turn your right toes all the way out to your right. As soon as your foot is turned, you can sit down. Bounce a couple of times to get the right thigh parallel to the floor, but keep your spine straight in the middle. Now one more, hips forward, arms back. Begin, please. Tilt your upper body to the right. Rashim, that looks very strong in the setup. The legs look strong. Spine looks just right. Now push the right knee back so you're aiming between the big toe and second toe. Right shoulder down and forward. That's the bottom shoulder slides down and comes forward. That's it, Todd. Now top arm stretch up. Turn your head to the left. Touch your chin to the left shoulder to get exactly the profile of your face visible from the front. Keith, that's good sitting down. Now take your fingertips of each hand. Push them away from each other. So the top hand fingertips go up, bottom hand fingertips go down. Sit down a little more, pushing both feet firmly to the floor. As long as there's no joint pain, Amy, you can drop the hips a little bit more to touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn the right toes forward. I think, Amy, if you can tolerate 1 inch of a shorter step, that will help you sit down. I don't know if you're having any pain, but that's what it looks like. Push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest. Good, Cheryl. Turn the left toes all the way out, and then you can sit down, please. Cheryl, this is a really good view of you. I can see you better than usual. The light in the space is good. Okay, hips forward, arms back. Go ahead. Tilt your upper body to the left. The whole upper body moves together. Arms, head, neck, and spine all move as one. Very nice. Push the left knee back. Left shoulder down and forward. Hips forward. So the hips are underneath the upper body, even though the upper body's out to the side. Everything's still in one line. Now turn your head, please. Chin to the right shoulder. Exactly the left side profile of your face visible. Now take your hands, especially your fingertips, push them away from each other. Right hand up, left hand down. Sit down, touch your toes. Awesome. Inhale, breathing, come up. Looks good, you guys. Turn the left toes forward. Inhale, feet back to the place, arms over your head, and arms down to the sides. Are there any birthdays today? Any questions on anything? All right. Let's do second set of triangle pose. Now, this is the perfect time to breathe a little slower when you need more oxygen, yeah? Even in triangle, it's not an exception. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, push your hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the center of the chest, turn your right toes all the way out. Part of it is you talking to yourself, too. You can tell yourself you're getting all the oxygen you need. It is true when you breathe a little slower. Sit down more. Okay, now palms forward, chin to the left shoulder. Go ahead, push the chin with the shoulder. I see that you shortened it, Amy. That's okay, as long as you can push the right foot firmly down. If you can't push the foot down, then it was too close of a step, okay? If you can push the whole right heel, right shin bones down to the floor, looks pretty good here. Now, everyone take your whole upper body, stretch it out to the right so the top of the head stretches away from the left heel. The whole body stretching, then you can twist it. Now, as you're pushing the right knee back, bring the right shoulder, chest, armpit forward. Sit down a little more, touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle, right toes turn forward. Push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the center of the chest. Turn your left toes all the way out to your left. Bend your knee and sit down. You can bounce a couple of times. Just try to get the thigh all the way parallel to the floor. Spine straight in the middle. Now palms forward, chin to the right shoulder. Begin. Push the chin with the shoulder. You can turn the left toes, Todd, back 2 more inches towards the back wall. There you go. That's better. Now, chin to the shoulder already. As you're pushing the left knee back, bring the left chest, armpit, shoulder forward. That's good, Rachel. Take the top of the head and stretch it out away from the right heel. It's all one long line from outside of the heel to the top of the head. Push the left foot firmly to the floor. Hips underneath you, Veronica, more stomach in. There, hold it. Push the foot to the floor. Push hips forward. It's very strong posture. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn in. Feet back to the place, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. Amy, it's just that right side that, for some reason, it's okay. If I had to say even more picky, I'd say do half of what you did. You brought the foot in, I'd say maybe even half of that. You'll find a perfect sweet spot, okay? We can talk about it. Let me know which one felt better. I think somewhere between the first set and the second set in terms of leg distance. Okay. All right. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just cross your thumbs. Right foot step out to the right, a nice big step, almost as big as triangle pose, you guys. Now take a deep breath, turn on your heels to the right, 90 degrees. Turn your back foot in at a 45 degree angle. Left hip forward so both hips are in one line. Now inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin by tucking your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach. Exhale, breathing round the spine. That's good, Cheryl, with the neck. Now push your hands past the head a little further, just like balancing stick. Good. Bring your forehead to the right knee. And if you cannot get the forehead to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit so the knee goes to the forehead. Then push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Throughout the posture, back leg locked, back heel firmly pressing down. Now make sure the stomach is in. Push the forehead into the knee, lock the right leg a couple of times. Inhale, breathing, and come up again. Arms with the head. Come all the way up. Once you're standing again, turn all the way around. You can do it in two. Face the front, then other side. That's fine. Try for a bigger step, Verna. A little bit wider. Just keep pushing it until it's a little challenging there. Go ahead, tuck your chin to the chest. Yes. Okay, there we go. Suck in your stomach. Bring your forehead to the left knee. It's going to be harder to balance that way, Verna. But you'll get stronger when you try. Bend the knee up when needed. To get forehead and knee together, creating maximum compression of the throat, everybody. Back leg stays locked throughout the posture. Back heel pressing to the floor. Now shift just a little more body weight to your front foot. So you can bring the right hip, right pelvis down and forward. Left hip up to get 2 hips in one line parallel to the floor. Now keeping all of that, sucking in the stomach, lock the front knee, inhale and come up. Push the feet firmly to the floor. So you're balancing right now in movement until you're standing up again. Then turn and face the front. Right foot back to the left and arms down to the side. All right, second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Cross your thumbs. Right foot step out to the right. All right, now take a deep breath. Try to lift your toes, turn on your heels, and face the right side of the room. 2 heels in one line. Go ahead by tucking the chin to the chest, but reach out with your hands. Yeah, you can cross the thumbs, Verna, and yeah, cross them like this. Palms all the way flat. You have them kind of tucked in there. You got it now? Okay, go ahead. Tuck your chin to the chest, but push your fingertips out. Yes, you got it. You can cross the thumbs just right there. Yeah, that'll help you keep the palms together. Back heel presses to the floor, back leg locked. A little more weight to the front foot to get the left hip down and forward. Now everyone make sure, however far you are in the posture, you're sucking in the stomach, you're pressing both feet firmly to the floor, and squeezing the upper inner thighs inward and upward. Then you'll balance at any stage of depth in the posture. Lock the front leg a couple of times, inhale and come up. Try to keep the left hip forward. And once you're standing, turn and face the opposite wall. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Start, please, chin to the chest. Now, right from the very beginning, squeeze the upper inner thighs in so you maintain their relationship. You don't let the thighs separate. You don't let the right hip go back. You can just maintain it from the beginning. Back heel always pressing to the floor. And on your front foot, the base of the big toe always pressing to the floor. This will all help you keep the hips and thighs where they're supposed to be. Now keep it here, lock the front leg. Inhale and come up, squeezing the thighs, pressing the feet down. You can do it. You'll get better at it when you try that thing where you're a little stuck or weak. Head and arms come up last. Good. Turn and face the front. Right foot back to the left and arms down to the sides. Nice work, everybody. Come back to your towel where you started for tree pose. Feet together nicely, toes and heels touching. Shift your body weight to your left foot. Pick your right foot up as high as it will go, grabbing the front of the ankle, and then grab underneath at the toes with your left hand so the sole of the foot faces the ceiling. Once you can get your heel all the way to the top of your standing thigh, very slowly, gently bring the right knee down and back to get two knees in one line and push your hips a little forward. Lock your standing leg, stretch your entire spine, center of the chest, top of the head, everything up towards the ceiling, but the shoulders stay down, neck stays long. You can bring the right hand in front of the chest. Now, if your foot doesn't slip, you've got the stomach in, spine straight, you can bring the left hand up. If you feel your body leaning at all to one side, continue to hold the foot. Try to stretch your whole spine, both sides of the waist, equally up towards the ceiling. Take your time to change. Right foot down, arms down. Begin left side, left leg, lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Once you can get the heel all the way to the top of your thigh, then very slowly, very gently bring the left knee down and push it back. Hips a little forward, stomach in. Lock your standing leg. And when you inhale, suck in your stomach and go up. Top of the head up, center of the chest up. Left hand can come up in front of the chest. If you realize the body is leaning to one side, you can bend the right elbow. Stretch both sides of the body up at the waistband. Keep the shoulders down. Then if the foot doesn't slip, right hand up, palms together in front of the chest. Change again, please. Left foot down and arms down. Now for toe stand, start in tree pose. Go ahead. Right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. If it stays up there comfortably, come forward slowly, looking at the floor about 4 feet in front of you, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingertips. Lower your hips down to the heel. Once you can sit down comfortably, bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. First, stretch your entire spine up, spine perfectly straight. If you can balance here, bring your left hand in front of the chest. Cheryl, that looks good. If you want to lean forward just a few degrees, it may give you some stretch on the outer right hip. You don't have to go far towards the floor, just a little bit of stretch there, a new balance. Once you can balance and toes down with one hand up, go ahead, bring the other hand up, palms together. Eyes do not move. Hands to the floor in front of you, please push your hips up. Stand up in tree pose. You can grab the foot on the way up and look straight ahead. Tree pose change, please. Right foot down and arms down. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring your upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor. Shift your body weight to the fingertips. Lower your hips down. Once you're sitting all the way down, arms around to the sides, please, balancing on the fingertips. Left toes point to your right, left knee down. And stretch your spine up, sucking in the stomach. Even the hips will come up. One hand can come up in front of the chest. If you can balance there, bring the other hand up. Push both knees down, chest up, stomach in. You can change toe stand. Hands to the floor in front of you. Nice focus. Push your hips back up. Incredible amount of things to focus on in toe stand. Come back up to tree pose, please. Look straight ahead. Tree pose change. Feet together, arms down to the sides. All right, Savasana, everybody. Turn around, relax on your back. How are you doing, Rachel? You gave me your eyes. You gave me those eyes. All right. Thanks for adjusting your cameras, everybody. Cheryl, if you don't mind lowering your camera angle just a touch, then I can see your whole mat. Thank you. Looks great, everybody. That's great, Kevin. I have good light there. Okay, that's great, Cheryl. Thanks. Start with your heels together, palms up. Inhale, breathing. Slow and steady exhale by the nose. Just a couple more like that. Let's begin, everybody. Wind removing pose, right leg lift up. Get a nice, tight interlace grip, all 10 fingers included, 2 inches below the knee. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Such a great posture. And often kind of invisible. It's not a famous superstar yoga posture. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Chin down towards your chest. It doesn't necessarily look impressive the way, you know, the acrobatic ones may look, but it is so good for you. Pull a little bit harder, bring the chin down and freeze. Change, right leg lower, down, arms down, left leg lift up. I mean, I just want to be able to do this, right? Interlace the fingers, pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. I want to be able to move my hip joints for as long as I've got a body, you know? And this is so good for you, that not only the hip joint movement, but the pressure you're creating on the lower left abdomen. We need this kind of internal massage for the digestive organs. Now bring the chin down, look down, pull. Absolutely freeze. Lovely. Change again. Left leg lower, down, arms down. Immediately both knees up. Grab for your elbows each other. A couple of inches below the knees. Get a nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side. Ankles uncrossed and relaxed. Head on the floor, please. Suck in your stomach. Slowly bring your chin down. Looking down towards the knees or even lower down the center line of the chest. Hold it here. Shoulders stay away from the ears. One more stomach in, chin down. Change. Savasana again. Arms down next to you. Heels touching each other. Just inhale. Slowly exhale by the nose. Let's do second set, please. Right leg lift up. Interlace your fingers. Cross your thumbs. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Bring your chin down towards your chest. Suck in your stomach. If your left shoulder has come up, roll a little bit at the upper body to your left to keep two shoulders in one line. That's it. As long as you don't have any pain or injury kind of pinch, you can pull the knee even more towards the right shoulder. Nice one, Rachel. Change again. Right leg down, arms down, left leg lift up. Interlace your fingers, cross your thumbs. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder, elbows in close to the sides of the body. Stomach in, chin down. Hold it. Now, you're in wind removing pose. Concentrate on it. Chin continuously tucking. Eyes continuously looking straight down. Pull a little harder and freeze. Change again. Left leg down, arms down. Now, immediately, both knees up. Go ahead, grab for your elbows each other. Get a nice tight grip. Anywhere, really. You can grab elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, fingers, hand towel between. If you look at a range of people doing this posture, whether you're grabbing a hand towel or grabbing the elbows, you have the same things happening for the hip joints, for the spine. The chin tucking, that's part of the spine, back of the neck flattening. You also have the same pressures being created at the abdominal organs. So at any level of depth, you already start all of the benefits. Excellent. Change again. Arms and legs down. Heels together, palms up. Inhale, breathing. Slow exhale by the nose. Next, we have a sit-up. Feet together, flexed. Arms over your head, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath, keeping your heels on the floor. Sit up. Grab your toes, exhale by the mouth, double jerk head to the knees. Good. Now, cobra pose, turn around, lie down on your abdomen. Now we get to move the spine in a concentrated way, four postures in a row, multiple sets of things. This is just normal maintenance for your spine. Hands underneath the chest, all 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. Legs and feet together, keep the feet on the floor. Now inhale, breathing. Look up towards the ceiling, lift your upper body up by pressing the hands, palms down, and using 100% back strength. That's good, Verna. You can push the hands down. Just keep your elbows bent. No more than 90-degree angle at the elbow joints. Now, elbows also reach down and back towards the hips while staying close to the sides of the body. Press the hands down. Inhale, lift your chin up. Look for the wall behind you. Change. Bring the chin to the floor. These all look good. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touching each other side by side. Let your heels separate and relax the entire length of your legs. Let's do it again, please. Hands underneath the chest, all 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. No space between any of the fingers. No gap underneath any parts of the fingers, especially at the base of the fingers, at those knuckles. Try to press down there. Inhale, breathing. Push the palms down. Lift upper body up, please. Go ahead. Come all the way up so that everything, good Jess, above the belly button is in the air. Belly button stays on the floor, though. If you want to get higher then, so from here, Amy, you're not going to go up from the waistband anymore. You're going to go back. So you can push the chin up and push the back of your head towards your lower spine. You'll see further back. Now elbows reach down and back towards the hips, backward bending the whole spine. You got it. Change, please. Undo the back bend. Bring your chin on the floor. Amy, that was really good. Arms down. Turn your head to the left. You're moving different parts of your spine, right? You come up to a certain amount. And then as you refine the posture, you're just making the back bend more even, more well distributed. Next is locust posture. Turn your hands over so the palms are down. Bring your arms underneath the body until the pinky fingers touch each other side by side, not overlapped, just next to each other. Rest of the fingers spread apart. Now bring your chin as far forward as you can, neck flat on the floor. Lock your right leg, point the toes. Begin right leg lift up to a 45-degree angle. Knees straight, toes pointed. Push your hands down to help you lift the leg up. Keep the left leg relaxed. Push your hands down to shift more body weight forward towards shoulders and neck. Change, right leg lower down. Chin forward, look forward, left leg. Lock it and lift it up, please. You got to burn a lift a little higher and hold it. Struggle a little bit with lifting the leg and holding it. You can do it. Push the hands down. Lift your leg up from your upper thigh, knee locked. Change. Left leg lower down. Now turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. You can readjust your arms a little bit closer to each other. Now without turning the head, inhale, breathing both legs. Go ahead. Everybody lift up. Without bending the knees. You got it. Squeeze the legs together, Kevin, from the upper thighs the best you can. Push the toes to the back wall. Inhale, legs up. Inhale, lift up. Everybody come up more. Change. Lower the legs. All right. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the right. Completely relax. Second set, locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms on the ground, then bring the arms underneath you, chin forward. Or you can do all of these three things at the same time, palms down, underneath, and chin forward as one action. Right leg locked, lift up please for 10 counts, 9, looks good, 8, 7, knees straight, 6, 5, looks good, Ina, 4, press the shoulders down, 3, whole arms flattened, 2, lift up the whole leg, 1, you got it, right leg down. Chin forward, look forward, push the entire length of the arms down, left leg go. 10 counts, lift up, 9, 8, knees straight, 7, 6, you got it, Kevin, 5. Now take the inner thigh, 4, and lift it up, 3, outer thigh down a little bit, 2, 1, change again. There's a little rotation we're trying to do here, or unrotation, mouth on the towel, please. And readjust your hands. Now, do you feel right now that the backs of the knees and the soles of the feet are facing the ceiling? If not, try to make that happen. If yes, try to keep that. Now go ahead, both legs lift up, 10 counts. 9. So inner thigh lifts. 8. Legs together. 7. 6. Push the hands down. 5. Go all the way up, Keith. 4. A little bit higher. 3. Keep lifting. 2. Everybody lift up. 1. Good. Take the legs down. Take your arms out and turn your head to the left. Full locust poses next. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides like airplane wings. All 5 fingers together on each hand. Now, same thing. You have another chance to work on the legs. Backs of the knees, or the knee pits, and the soles of the feet. Try to keep them, all 4 of them, right? 2 knee pits and 2 soles of the feet facing straight up. Inhale, breathing. Go ahead, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only your hip bones touch the floor. So I want the upper body lifted all the way. A little bit higher than Cobra Pose, even. So that means the entire chest, entire abdomen off the floor. At the same time, bring your entire legs up. Everybody lift up. Take 1 more deep breath and slowly exhale. Come up 1 more time. Change. Come down, chin on the floor, arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. I got to tell you something about that last exhale. Because I was trying to do slightly slower exhales in my practice this morning, when I did the last exhale and tried to come up on the last exhale, it was a good 3-4 seconds of lifting on the exhale because I was trying to go as long as my exhale lasted. So if you're in the habit of doing a quick, exhale, come up super fast, see if you can lengthen it by a couple more seconds. All right, you can take some, take a 5-second exhale there. Let's try again. Chin on the floor. Arms out to the sides. Legs together as one leg, like Cobra Pose. Inhale, lift everything up. 15, look up. 14, 13, lift the chin up. 12, 11, legs a little higher. 10, 9, squeeze thighs together. 8, from the top. 7, 6, take a nice inhale. 5, lift your chest up. 4, all the way up. 3, all the way up. 2, now take a deep breath and exhale for as long as it takes to come back all the way, as long as it takes to exhale. And then when you're done with that exhale, you can come down. Arms down, turn your head to the left. Bow pose is next. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside just below the toes, all 5 fingers together on each hand. Thumbs with your index fingers. Stay with the breathing. Stay with the body, stay with my words. All right, if you're having a little bit of a challenging time, you have these things to work with. Now inhale, breathing, go ahead, kick up and look up towards the ceiling. Without an intermission, I want you to kick. Good, Jess. Now bring the knees and thighs up. Your upper body lifts up quite nicely, Jess. Just try to keep kicking thighs up higher and higher and higher. Now roll forward, everybody. Stay or roll forward onto the abdomen. Look up towards the ceiling. Wrist straight. Now make sure the breathing is steady. Bring the knees a 1/2 inch closer to each other. Push hands and feet up. Everybody kick up. Change. Lower down the chin and the knees. Release the feet, arms down. Turn your head to the right. You good, Todd? All right. Second set. Chin on the floor. Bend your knees. Hold your feet from the outside. Grab your feet pretty nice, squeeze with your grip, please. Inhale, breathing, kick up and look up. Go ahead. I want everything to go up. Your feet go up towards the ceiling, hands go up towards the ceiling. The arms are straight and relaxed other than your grip. So they're pressing up, chest is opening, eyeballs up. Push not only the chin up, but your whole face up towards the ceiling. Roll forward, try to stay on the abdomen. Now lift the chest, but kick up a little more for 5. Hold still when you inhale, 4, 3, and when you exhale, 2, kick up, look up, everything up, 1. Change, come down. Arms down next to you, turn your head to the left. So you can be calm and in a kind of slow exhale state of relaxation at your limit. I mean, at your intense limit of the posture, you can also be relaxed. If you have, you know, we all go through avoiding the limit of the posture, and a lot of times I think it's because we don't know how to relax at the limit, and so we're avoiding that state of, oh crap, I can't hold it. We're not really avoiding the end of the posture, we're avoiding how we react to it. So we can change our response. Come up to the top of the mat, please, for a fixed firm pose. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together. Now, obviously, if there's some pain, that's a different story. I'm not talking. You have to be very smart about that and not push it. All right. Lift your hips up, separate your feet, lower your hips to the floor. Once you're sitting on the floor between the heels, then you can go back. Hands to the soles of the feet, lean back onto the elbows one at a time. Top of the head, back of the head, eventually shoulders, whole upper body relaxed on the floor. Then you can grab your elbows, bring your arms over the head, pull your forearms into the ground. Just go to where you need to stop. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to be stuck, though, because when you have a limitation, make sure every once in a while you try something gently, because there's a good chance a lot of this stuff that was painful is not always going to be. Well, it might be, but it's really important that you check in so you don't get stuck in the idea that it hurts. If it does, it does, but the idea of it hurting is different from it actually hurting. All right, bring the hands to the soles of the feet. With help of the elbows, lift up your chest, spine straight in the middle, chin down. Good, turn around, relax on your back. Like sometimes the line goes, you know, hi, my name is Anne and I have a bad knee, right? It becomes part of who you are when you introduce. That's a bit of an exaggeration, but you know what I'm talking about, right? You're like, I am so-and-so and I have this, or I have this, whatever. I'm so curious. If someone said something like that to me, I'd say, oh, well, when does it hurt? When you do what movement? Is it all the time? You know, like, let's get specific. Because there we can be present with it. If it's just a story, if it's just who you are, you oftentimes remove the opportunity to be present with it and transform it. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, take a deep breath in, hold it. Go ahead, sit up, please. Grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Fixed firm pose number two, top of the mat, please, sitting on the heels, knees and feet together. Go ahead and sit down between the feet. And if everything's fine when you're sitting down, then you can just go ahead back, hands on the feet, elbows first, then head, then the shoulders. Arms over the head is the last bit. Pulling the elbows down, tucking the chin to the chest, lifting your chest up to create a wonderful, beautiful, perfect human bridge underneath the lower spine, middle spine. Back of the neck will eventually be flat on the floor, so tuck the chin, look down, concentrate on your breathing, and you hold it. That's it, Amy. Yep. And take your time to come up, please. Hands on the soles of the feet. Use the elbows if you need to. Then the hands to get up in the middle. Excellent. Turn around. Relax on your back. Feet together. Flex. Lock your legs. Arms overhead. Inhale. Breathing. Come on up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale. Pretty forcefully head to the knees. Half tortoise posture. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles. Spine straight in the middle. Now as you're inhaling, bring the arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Just cross your thumbs. Inhale. Stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Bring the upper body forward. That's it. Try to keep your hips on the heels and stomach in. Forehead to the floor in front of you. Side edges of your pinky fingers to the floor. That's good, Keith. Keep the chin forward. Just like balancing stick. Arms up with your ears. Now, even if you don't have the forehead touching the floor, you have edges of the pinky fingers touching the ground. Inhale, slide the hands forward while you push the hips back. Palms pressed together. That's it, Ina. Wrists in the air. So keep pushing the hips back, but then on an inhale, see if elbows will straighten. Fingertips a little closer to the front edge of your mat. All right. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Arms and head together. Spine straight. Arms down to the sides. Turn around. Relax on your back. Feet together, flex. Lock your legs. Arms over the head. Inhale as much as you can. Hold it and then sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. Second set, half tortoise posture. Sit on the heels. Back of the mat. No gap underneath the ankles. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Suck in your stomach. Cross your thumbs. Now go ahead. Make sure you stretch up and then come forward. That's it, Cheryl. Keep the chin up just like that. Chin up for a little more. There you go. That's better. Yeah, good. So the side edges of the pinky fingers and the forehead eventually touch the floor at the same time. I realize that's not happening initially, but it helps you go in the right direction. And when you go in the right direction, you get all the benefits of the posture. It is really so cool. Press the palms together, wrists up in the air. Now stay here and take a few deep breaths, holding the stomach in, maintaining the stretching forward, so you can feel what has to move when you take deep breaths here in this position. Inhale, arms, head, neck, and spine all come up together. Arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flexed, arms over the head. Inhale, hold it in. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk, head to the knees. Time for camel posture. Everybody turn around, stand up on your knees at the top of your mat. 6 inches between your knees, 6 inches between your feet. Put your hands up on the hips like in the back jeans pockets or a little bit higher on your back. Fingers point towards the floor. Now take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, lift the chin and chest up, then drop your head all the way back as far as it goes, bending your entire spine, upper spine, middle spine, lower spine. Now, when you cannot bend the spine anymore, bring the right hand down, grab the right heel, thumb on the outside, forefingers inside, then left hand down, grab the heel, thumb on the outside, forefingers inside, a full palm grip on each heel. Now take a nice deep breath as you exhale. Push your hips forward, everybody. Push your stomach forward. Push your thighs forward. Bring your hands one at a time back up to the hips. Inhale, push your hips forward from there, chest up, spine straight. Turn around, relax on your back. Nice posture, Resham looks very steady. I just had, you know, we have restaurants near us here, so a lot of times we smell whatever they're cooking, like garlic, or they start the wood-burning fire for the pizza. Just now I smelled something, but I don't think it was real. It was just a daydream. I smelled the movies. I smelled popcorn at the movies. But I'm thinking, no, I think that was more of a, I had a memory, and I thought I smelled it, but it's not actually coming in the room. Feet together, flex. Lock your legs, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, hold it. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. Second set, camel posture. 6 inches all over between your knees and your feet. Now, take your time, but go ahead. Push the hips forward. Push your knees and feet down into the floor and lift your chest and chin up. Keith, that looks great. A little pressure underneath the feet and ankles so you can lift your torso up and out and back away from that pressure. That's the bottom of the posture. You can go ahead with the grip. Ram it. Very good. Back bend. Once you get the heels, get your breathing, you know, nice and settled. On an exhale, push your hips forward more. Push the chin and face back more until you feel the whole entire front side of the body opening, bones to the skin. Bring your hands up one at a time. Inhale, push your hips forward. Lift up the chest. Nice backward bending, chin down. Turn around. Relax on your back. Just amazing, you guys. I'm excited to hang out with whoever wants to hang out with me tonight. Yay. Yeah, I'm going to make some tea. I'm making smoked turkey white bean chili all day, so I might be having a snack with you or just some tea, you know. It's nice. We can just drink tea and whatever. Drink water, whatever it is. Feet together, flex, lock your legs. Whatever's cozy for you. Take a deep breath. Sit up. Grab the toes, grab a chocolate bar, whatever you want. All right, that's what I did last time. I had tea and chocolate. It was so cozy. Sit on your heels for rabbit posture. for the book club, and that's next Sunday. We have so much good time to spend together. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. Tuck your chin to the chest. Go ahead, rounding the spine. I'll email you guys about that, don't worry. Forehead to the knees, top of the head to the floor. I have even more questions than last time. Lift your hips up, rolling forward until the arms, elbows are straight. That's good. Keep a strong grip between palms and heels. The fingers are involved. I want you to grab your feet tightly. Walk your knees right, left towards the forehead if they're not together yet. Now suck in your stomach. Looks good, Lindsay. Both shoulders lift from the floor. Heels squeeze in towards each other. Change, please. Lower the hips back to the feet. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Spine straight in the middle. Chin up last. Please relax on your back. All right, let's do the sit-up. Feet together, flex arms over your head. Inhale, sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk head to the knees. Let's do one more rabbit. Please sit on the heels at the back of your mat. As soon as you're sitting there, reach down for the feet. Take a deep breath. Stretch your spine up, and you can start. Tuck your chin first, all the way. So you have maximum compression of the throat, stretching of the back of the neck, and then round your spine from the top down, just a little bit at a time, a few vertebrae at a time, until your head is touching the floor. Lift up your hips. Roll forward. Walk your knees forward. And then basically you stop all the adjusting. You did what you could do. Here you are. Squeeze the heels in towards each other. Press the feet and ankles into the floor. Suck in your stomach. Nice one, Michelle. Hold it in. Change. Sit down on the heels. Bring the body upright and release your grip. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a nice inhale, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right, head to knee pose is next. Sit with your right leg out cornerwise. Bend your left knee, creating pressure between sole of the left foot and your inner right thigh. As you inhale, bring your arms over your head sideways. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out and grab your right foot a couple of inches below the toes. Pull your toes back, flexing the foot from the ankle to get the heel off the floor in the air. Tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in. Bring your forehead to the right knee. You may bend the knee up if needed to get the knee to the forehead. Then roll in a little bit, left shoulder down. Both shoulders can drop down. Once you get the right leg locked, that's it, Rachel. You can bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows will touch the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Let's do the other side, please. Left leg out, cornerwise, bend your right knee. Create pressure between sole of the right foot and the inner left thigh. Begin by turning just your upper body to the left. Go out, grab the foot. Good, Michelle. Try to lock the left leg. You have a good straight leg. Lock it so the heel comes up. Cramp on the top of the left thigh, or just a contraction is good. Forehead to the knee. Push your knee down with the forehead. Roll in enough to get two shoulders in one line. Suck in your stomach. Elbows can come down once the leg is locked. Freeze there. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very good. Ina, that's perfectly perfect with your hands down and chin tucked. Keep it up. Bring the legs straight out. Lie back for your sit-up. Please take a deep breath. Sit up. Now, you can grab the big toes, please, very tightly. Two fingers and thumb wrapped around the entire big toe. Walk your hips back, right, left, 10, 15 times to get the legs straight. Now look forward, chest up. Flex both feet back from your ankles, all 10 toes turning in. Pull the big toes back towards the abdomen. Now inhale, breathing. Go ahead, please. If your legs are locked already, you can come forward. If the legs are still bending, you just push the knees down. A little bit more, Veronica. No gap underneath knees. Okay, lock the legs so tops of the thighs are contracted without intermission. Then on an exhale, come forward. That's good. Do it again. Keep it up. Hold here for five. Pull the big toes back, four. Push the knees down, three. Upper body slides forward, two. Shoulders stay relaxed, one. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very nice. Relax on your back. I love how whatever kind of day you're having, you can still practice. You know, sometimes you're very focused. Sometimes you're in a good mood. Sometimes you're a little cranky. Sometimes you're kind of distracted all over the place, but you can still do the class. You can still do it. And even if you felt distracted or cranky, I'm talking about myself here, even if I felt distracted or cranky one day or some days, you can still do it. And it's still really, really, really good. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, take a deep breath, sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. I don't think I'm the only one who's ever felt distracted or cranky in class, so I'm assuming I'm talking about all of us, but yes, I experience this sometimes. Right leg out, bend the left knee, arms over the head, turn your upper body to the right, grab your right foot. One other thing that actually helps me, go ahead, forehead to the knee, if I'm feeling one of those things or other things that are maybe not ideal, if I actually just work a little harder on the posture, it takes my mind out of those things. So it's like a weird antidote. It's like, yeah, I'm a little cranky, distracted. I'm going to try to lock my leg a little more, suck in my stomach a little more. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left leg out, right leg in. Stretch up, turn your upper body to the left. Go ahead, grab the foot. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, head to the knee. Because if you increase a little bit, now I'm not saying to push yourself crazy and overdo it, but I'm saying if you increase a little bit of intensity physically, you'll pay a little bit more attention to what you're doing physically and less attention to whatever the mood is or whatever the state of mind is, and you just become more in the present moment. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for your sit-up. As soon as the arms touch the floor, take your inhale and come up, please. Strong exhale. Head to the knees. Grab the big toes. Walk your hips back right and left, right and left. Just a few times. Get the legs straight or as straight as they will go. Flex both feet back from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in. Go ahead, please. Hold still when you inhale and then do something when you exhale. So whatever that something is, it can be pulling the toes back more. It can be pushing the knees down. It can be sliding forward. But hold still while you're inhaling. Exhale, do something. All 10 toes turning back is a good something. Very good feet, Michelle. Make sure you feel strong cramp on the tops of the thighs. Now stretch the whole upper body forward and hold it. Everybody freeze. Relax the shoulders. Don't even blink your eyes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Outstanding. Turn around, relax on your back. And then when you have that day, let's say you're having one of those days, distracted or cranky, etc., those can be your absolute best classes because the change in your state was the most dramatic. If you come in having an amazing day and you keep feeling more amazing, that is wonderful. I totally vote for that. I encourage it. Do it. But if you come in kind of like, ugh, just a little mopey today, you walk out feeling not mopey, that is amazing. It is such a good class. It is such a powerful experience to be able to start from scratch in just 90 minutes. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees, half spine twisting. I mean, without the class, you might have endured that state for a day or 2 days or a week or a month. You only had to be in it for maybe 45 minutes and triangle posture zapped it out of your system. Left arm up, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, cross it over the right knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand palm down. Grab the left knee with the left hand. Bring your right arm behind you. Hand on your back, palm out. Inhale, lift up, sit up nice and tall. Turn your head to the right. Look past the right shoulder. Right shoulder, you can gently press back. Just don't force anything. Inhale, lift up the chest, stomach in, twist. Keep both hips on the floor, leaning a little bit to the right and forward. Now one more inhale, sit up as tall as you can. Exhale, twist, stomach in, twist. Look to the right, twist. Excellent. Untwist the spine, undo your arms, and then the legs, right leg under. Put your left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee, right toes pointed back. Inhale, right arm up, try to touch the ceiling, cross it over the left knee. Push your knee back, turn the hand palm down, grab your right knee with the right hand. Now left arm, if you need to push the hand into the floor, go up onto the fingertips, push down, chest up. Otherwise, left arm all the way behind you, hand on the back, palm out, and eventually palm will press down towards your right thigh. Now sit up nice and tall on an inhale. Keep the chest lifted. Exhale, turn your head. Look past the left shoulder. Gently press the left shoulder back. Total spine twisting, joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae. Now you can untwist, please. Undo the arms, undo the legs, and please relax on your back. I hope you can still, oh, there you go. Go ahead, relax on your back. I know, it just blipped out for a second. Let's do the last sit-up, please. Feet together, flex, arms over your head. Inhale, breathing, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. Now, blowing in firm pose is the second and final breathing exercise. Please sit up as straight as possible, on your knees, or sitting on the heels if possible. Otherwise, just keep the spine straight, elbows locked, shoulders down. All of this helps you keep the body still. We're going to move the abdomen a lot. Focus one point in front of you. Let's begin. Exhale, 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 exhale. One, two, three, four. At this slow pace, you can exhale so much, so strongly, and have plenty of time for the next inhale to happen. So super stomach in. As soon as you've sucked it in, let it go all the way out again. So you kind of have a round belly for the inhale. Exhale, exhale, exhale. Now see if you can get a little more air out at the same pace. Little more force, little more power of your exhale. And if you get a little cramp in the exhalation muscles, this is fine. If you get a little fatigue there, it's excellent. Five, four, three, two, one. Nice deep breath in. Exhale, breathing. Now just do your best to stay on the pace. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Exhale, five, six, seven, eight. Keep the chest up. Five, six, seven, eight. Shoulders stay down. You can do it. Even if they're not as complete as in the slow set. Good, Cassandra. Right on the clap. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Stomach goes in. You can do it. It's just a little extra determination here towards the end. Stay with it. Right on the pace. Right on the clap. Five, four, three, two, one. Great class, everybody. Very nice. Good to see you all this morning. Go ahead, relax on your back. If you need a little water, fine, but if you can just start breathing slowly and lie down, that's even better. And when you're done with your Savasana, you can resume hydrating. All right, you can separate your feet. Thank you, Rachel. Separate your feet. Separate your arms a little bit. Concentrate on your breathing. Cover up or dim your lights, whatever will help you stay here for a few minutes and allow you to absorb the benefit, transformational energy from this practice. It's amazing. Well, have a wonderful rest of your day, everyone. I'll hopefully see some of you this evening. It's at a different link. It's at a Zoom link. So email me if you can't find the email I sent or if you just want to join the challenge right now. Everybody's welcome. Let me know if you have any questions, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.